the beginning, the opening of the Gospel of John talks about when Jesus came to be. And Jesus wasn't born in the Gospel of John. Jesus was begotten. Has anybody ever tried to figure out what that means exactly? Begotten instead of created or born. Basically, theologically, John believes that Jesus was there from the very beginning of creation. And so these first verses talk about Jesus and call him the Word. Even before the sun shone the first time, Jesus was there, says John. And this same Word was made flesh and came to live among us. In John, we meet Jesus Christ at his most divine and his most human. So that's really what this book is about, how Jesus gifted us with salvation through belief. And so on this first Sunday of the Epiphany, we read from John 1, beginning with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because He was before me.' From His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's start by talking about the gifts. The gifts of Christmas. Did you get everything on your list this year? Shiny new toys or something that you can play with, or are you wearing everything right now? I mean, and the thing that I always like to ask myself, you know, what was the best gift you gave, and did you enjoy the other person receiving it? Because one of the really important things we do is exchange gifts during the holidays. That's the example that we follow from these magi, these three wise men that came to honor Jesus. But you may have noticed when we What we just read, that is all there is in John's gospel. There are not any shepherds. There are no angels. There are no sheep. There are no magi. There's no manger. There's no barn. None of that is in John's gospel. Yet, we read the part. And so, if gifts are important at Christmas, then I'm left to ask the question, hey, John, where are the presents? I mean, how can you leave the presents out? What's the deal with that? And then when you read more of John and you think about it a little while, you realize John actually did not leave out the presents. But John looked at it a whole different way. There's one big gift here, and it is a gift that God is giving to each of you. And God did not just suddenly think of giving you this gift, but it seems like when you read John that God has known that he was going to give you this gift all along, and the time has come. And so God is presenting you this gift. And John tells us it's grace upon grace. Heaping helpings of grace. Cups overflowing with salvation. There are for you as a gift from God platters full of hope. And enough gifts tied up with bows to wrap around the whole of the earth. Gifts that God has given you. And the crazy part is that this word, Jesus, has existed since the very beginning of creation, and at this moment in time, John says, chose to step into real time and bring all the gifts that anyone would ever need. Jesus became a human being, and he pointed the way to God in a way that the prophets had not been able to communicate, that God had never been able to communicate, and came and gave grace upon grace. From this jumping off point in John, we find out why some people call, you know, John, his theology, the theology of light, because John talks about this light that came into the world like a whirlwind. And that's what John, that whole gospel is doing. It is exploring this light. It is exploring and understanding how Jesus is God and how Jesus is human, how Jesus is divine and Jesus is human. And that's why my studies this week reminded me when I was a new father and I used to play peekaboo with my kids. I love playing peekaboo. I wish Ruthie was here right now because she was really funny in the early service when I told this story. She went to this school in Macon, Georgia called, I forgot the name of it now, but it was at a Methodist church preschool. And when she was real young, I would go, you know, to the window in the door and look in at the kids and play peekaboo with them. She was probably too old at that point, but I always stopped at the really young kids on the way down the hall, and she caught me a few times playing peekaboo with the kids because they just laughed and laughed, and I just loved the joy of it and how fun. And I always imagined when Ruthie saw me doing this at her preschool that she thought I was really cool. She'd say, oh, that's my cool dad, you know. Probably not, was basically her reaction this morning. But I've thought about peekaboo a lot and have studied about it. Developmentally, it happens for these kids when they're about 9 months old. And it's really important to them because they have to learn that my face is still there even when they can't see it. It's called object permanence that they learn. And it is really important for the kids to get that message. And when I think about peekaboo, I think about faith. Because faith is believing without seeing, right? Faith is just like peekaboo. For all these years, the Jews had always believed in God without seeing God's face. They believed in a God of miracles. They believed in a God who championed the Israelites. They believed in a God of fire and a booming voice and prophecy, and a God who worked through people. They believed in all these things, but they couldn't see. And Jesus came one day and took his hands down. And Emmanuel, God with us, was there. And the people saw God's face. I think Mary and Joseph, when you read the accounts of the little bit that we have, we're left to imagine what their life was like raising a child. But if you've raised a child, you know something of what they went through. And they probably played peekaboo. I imagine that when we're thinking about how John talks about Jesus being God and how he came to be all in with humanity and was born as a baby, that it was an awesome thing when Jesus dropped his hands and you could see his face. And that, God with us, Emmanuel, that is a gift. That is the gift of Christmas. Grace upon grace ad infinitum. It's a hope that God gave us that we can count on, a hope that arrived and a hope that never fails. And during Advent and Epiphany, as we've been in this sermon series, hope is on the way. Be sure and thank Catherine Young again for making that banner. We've been talking about that hope. We have been celebrating that hope that God sent through his Son. I love this graphic, the one and only. At the very end of these verses that I've read, in verse 18, no one has seen God. It is God, the only Son. It is God, the one and only, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Jesus, the one and only gift of Christmas that makes God real in the world where we live. Today, we celebrate the gift of hope we have received. And Epiphany reminds us that God brought hope to us when he sent Jesus to be human and to live among us. And John wants us to remember that the most important gift we receive every Christmas time comes from God, and the gift that you bring is yourself. You bring yourself, and you say, God, I'm going to serve you in new ways this year. Use the gifts and talents that you've given me so that I can serve you. I'm going to serve God in the new year in ways that will help me find more purpose and meaning in my life. Jesus came and he set the table for you. And I hope that as you've brought yourself, as we have studied this epic drama of God during these last few weeks, that you have grown closer in your faith to God. And you will continue that journey through this drama and share the light. That's our job, to share that light in the world. Amen? Amen. Amen. We come to